You're listening to Off-Road Garage Podcast.
Get your ops out the trap house.
What? Dude. All right. I don't know what that was, but okay. That's
real trap stuff.
When that whiskey is, bro. It's hard. Oh, where are we at? What are we doing? We're back again.
I've been just watching a lot of dumb YouTubes and TikToks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just
living vicariously.
There's some nerdy white dude who hangs out like at rap studios and he does like all the intros.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That
real trap stuff. It just cracks me up, bro.
Just yeah. Oh, after a good start.
Trapaholics.
Oh, we didn't even, we're 56 seconds in.
Just trying to set the tone.
What tone?
Just so people know no to be tone. Ready. It might come off the hip today.
Up the rails, as always.
Yeah. We got to hook them back in. People need to know what to expect. And just, you know, if we come at them too professional, too, they're going to think we're wearing khakis in here.
Yeah, we got to keep it entertaining.
Dressed in Lokes and Chucks and Rod is what we do.
Oh, man. I am not had enough whiskey for this. Trying to catch up.
You get fancy that Gentleman Jack's, huh?
Well, you start there, and then you go to the Black Label.
Okay.
That's usually how I operate. Although, I don't know. I'll be honest. I haven't been drinking a whole lot.
No?
Kind of cut back.
It's good for you.
I figured I should stop while I'm good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like you get an award or anything to do any better. Right. Yeah,
it's only downhill.
Congratulations, you got cirrhosis.
Yeah, right. After a certain point, it's really downhill from there. So, you know, you stop, we're on top, like Jordan.
Yeah.
That's what I like to think of myself.
Go out on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come back for an intramural league here once in a while.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh.
Two in a row.
Yeah. Let's maybe.
I'm hoping the first one recorded.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm hoping this one records.
Any IT people out there know what a red triangle with a white exclamation point means?
We turned it off and turned it back on, and it seems to have gone away. So
yeah, rebooted it. See what happens
is,
there.
Life is good. I'm rolling with it.
Anybody from Rhodes listening to this and wants to explain to us what's going on, that'd be epic.
I think the memory card is probably going south of cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese is good.
I love cheese, dude.
Where are we at? What are we doing? Are we talking about anything off-road, or are you just freestyle rapping the whole time?
I mean, I can start dropping bars.
I know you can. I don't think that's kind of the...
Smoking ops like my tie rods.
You're the only one I know is that a tie rod, like, catch on fire. I don't understand that, but we'll go back. Well, yeah, I don't understand.
I'm good at it, I guess.
Hey, where are we at? What are we doing?
We should probably tell people, like, you alluded, like, you did some...
On the last episode?
You dropped some breadcrumbs for him about an epic trip.
I'm an overlander now.
But you are fully converted, awning having, Dometic fridge plugging in, tailgate table cooking, overlander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends who are really into sports ball.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, dude, that is like...
Great for tailgate.
I don't know why I got Southern all of a sudden. I'm like, why? I was like, it's great. That's a great tailgate setup. I'm like, yeah, if I only cared about sports ball, we could do a thing. Yeah. But I don't.
You know where tailgating's great? On a mountain.
Dude, I'd be like in those bleachers. I'd have my like freaking diesel heater going.
Right.
Powered off my Jackery.
Take you 3 days to set up your spot. Get there on Wednesday for a Saturday game.
No, man, it's set up quick. I got it down to a science after a week of doing that stuff.
Doing stuff where?
I was in Utah.
No way.
And I did a thing.
In the desert.
In the deserts.
Red Rock Desert of Utah.
I don't know if it's really desert, but.
I mean, I don't know what climate would be considered.
I'm sure there's more desert-ish places, but.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I camped-ish around Utah, Moab area. And it was a blast. I had a delightful time.
You did some boondocking.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
When you just fucking sleep places?
Boondocking. It's a cool way to say, like, I spent a lot of money to be homeless.
I guess.
Yeah.
In rad places.
Yeah, super rad places.
I don't know how legal they are. I'm not. I'm going to leave the one place out.
Just in case.
just in case. And if anything, maybe if it is legal, I don't want to ruin it.
Like, right.
I don't want to give that spot away.
Yeah, so it was amazing.
I wasn't the only one doing it.
Okay.
So I feel a little better about it.
And it's BLM land. I Googled it after you told me about it. I was like, this dude's going to jail. Let me do some Googling and see what the fine's going
to
be.
Dude, I was like, Mike, like, I knew what I had to go through to get here.
Right.
I'm like, if the park ranger rolls up, I'm like, dude, what is your setup?
Right.
Because if you're just, like, casually coming down that trail.
In the dark?
Dude. Matt, dude, me away.
I will take
bro.
My ticket.
Take it. But anyway.
So anyway, let's start off rip. You knew it was coming, so you started building out the Bronco for it because you had this plan
full
for a minute.
Full overlander. Yeah. Not a year, but like a good part
6 months.
More, yeah, I would say.
Because you talked about it at your birthday bonfire.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
One of your buddies got a Bronco.
Yeah.
And you guys decided.
Which caused me to lift mine.
Right.
More,
and so. You guys decided that we were going to go.
Like, hey, you got a Bronco. We got a Bronco. Let's go. Because I mentally had planned it.
Okay.
And thankfully, my friends of ours, my wife and I, are a lot more. Like, oh, we're doing this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not like.
You had dreams. They were like,
yeah.
Okay, it's a plan.
Like, it probably
yeah.
the week would have came if it was still just me and my wife. And like, I don't feel like going.
Right.
I'm just going to take the week and stay at home. And we'll just handle things around the house. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But, you know, so that kind of helped propel that to actual, like, happen.
Okay.
And, you know, as, like, time comes closer, you're like, oh, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is legit. So, yeah, like I said, I built everything up. You know, obviously, huge thanks to Ken over there at, you know, Expedition Vehicles. For
real trap place.
Yes, that.
Trapaholics.
For helping out kind of get things gathered together. That's the one thing I didn't talk about, I think, when I did the update. Well, I guess if you breeze to the last episode, it was lifted, compressor in the tailgate. I did upgrade the steering. I think I left that out.
You did
do
that out,
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did the Bronco Buster, like, upgrades to the factory steering housing.
Okay. And you got sleeve tie rods?
Yes. So all the, oh, my God, it's going to break, you know, panicky shit, I took care of. So I put sleeves on the tie rods that supposedly fixed that issue, which apparently it did. I don't know. I didn't break shit.
You drove it all the way there and back.
Yeah. Bushing on the driver's side. Which helps support the shaft and the steering.
Okay.
And then upgrade billet, which was a huge, not cheap price, on the other side. And that supports the other side and the whole, like, housing as a whole. Apparently, and it was legit because at the time, my Bronco had 8,000 miles on it.
Okay.
When I pulled the factory housing off, and that shaft had already, like, obviously eaten through the factory, like, plastic stupid sleeve that
really?
They had on there. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I wish I'd have brought it out here, honestly. I'll probably put it out here as a memento.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, I'm like, what?
You guys are videotaping these mods for the gram or something.
I know. I get in the mode and I just start doing it.
Right.
And I don't, like, I'm like, oh, hold on, let me take a minute.
Take 4 hours longer, yeah.
You know, I took a couple photos of the housing. And we can share that. But I guess there's, like, I saw some YouTube videos where it, like, had eaten into the housing.
Really?
Because they, in the, because, you know, like, nothing comes with instructions anymore.
Right.
Everything's like, hey, check our YouTube for how to do this.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, use, like, put grease on to help you remove the aluminum shavings that might already be on your, I'm like, what?
Right.
Like, thankfully, I didn't have any of that.
Okay.
I didn't get to the aluminum housing yet, but apparently it's getting so bad it's eating into the aluminum housing.
Oh.
That shaft, like, deflects, and, like, the teeth on it just start chewing through the shit.
Okay.
Rowdy, dude. Right? And it, honestly, the install was super easy.
Okay.
So I know there's, like, a ton of, like, you know, oh, there's, like, the Haas 3.0 steering out now, and I think that's coming on all the newer Broncos.
Okay.
And I know it's beefed up in a lot of areas, but I think that particular housing is still an issue.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but that might be for those of you who want to go hard. They want to look at that.
hard into paint.
Yeah, because it's just that suspension deflection just pushes up on that shaft, and it just starts chewing into that housing.
That sounds terrible.
It really does. It doesn't even make sense. So, I don't know. Anyway, so I did that, kind of made sure the Bronco was Moab ready as I could make it. In retrospect, I should have done more skid plates. I think we talked about that. I think that's what I would do before going back. I adjusted a little bit of some shock brackets and left a lot of paint.
The package you have came skid plated ish, right?
There's a lot of good skid plates on it. The one thing it's missing is like a good transmit, like the transpan.
A good cross member.
Kind of, okay. Out in the open. I'm not a huge fan. It's way up there. I think you'd have to hit something pretty pointed-ish to get up in there. People have done it, though.
Right.
I've seen plenty of video. I think one of the guys had Black Rifle Coffee or something. Like,
okay.
Trash theirs. It was one of those Utah recovery guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. That might be a I might reach out to Connor here pretty soon. Like, I know Barnes makes one.
Okay.
So, full belly skid, I think, is what I would do. And then, obviously, the shock mount skids.
You try your Goat Fab skids at all? The rock rails?
Those got tested. Those are legit.
Okay.
Anyone looking for some legit door slot, like, sliders?
Yeah, like rocker panel areas?
Goat Fab. Yeah, for the Bronco. They make them for
JK, too, I think.
And JL.
Okay. And Rivians now?
Rivians, yeah. They're doing a bunch of platforms. They're legit. Yeah, I definitely test them. It's one of those where you're like, you're bolting them on. You know what I mean? I'm like, this isn't even going to the frame. Like,
right.
How hard is this going to take, like, a hit? And
pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it saved my doors a couple times, for sure.
And again, you drove it there. You didn't trailer it. And you drove it home. So
18 hours there with the time change, it's like 20 hours back.
Okay.
So it's 18 hours to Colorado, where my sister-in-law is.
Yeah, because it's 22 hours from my house, and I'm not that far from you.
Yeah. So we stopped in Colorado. Well, we tried on the way out. We tried to stop in Colorado. She was snowed in. Of course, being from here, I'm like, okay, yeah, snowed in.
Snowed in. Oh, I got four low.
I got snow mode, all right? You don't understand. No. When they get snowed in freaking Colorado, they mean it. It wasn't like it was that deep. It was just, it was like 50, so they had a thaw, and then it just turned to concrete.
That perfect, like, break through the crust, and you're done.
You're just going to be sitting there. And so the problem would be, if I had tried to make it, maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe I could. I don't know. If I got stuck, there's no one to recover me.
No.
And then they won't plow the road if I'm in the way.
Right.
So, like, I don't want to spend my week here.
In the road,
you know, like, this isn't my destination for the week.
Yeah, weird Colorado
stuff. So we opted
to
continue traveling on. We ended up spending the night in
Grand Junction.
Yes, sorry. God damn it.
Home of Hill People Gear.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we actually kind of got to Moab a little bit earlier than expected because obviously it's a shorter drive.
Right.
And then we continued to got there Sunday. A friend of our first trail was the Schaefer Switchbacks.
Okay.
On Potash Road.
Potash Road.
I don't know how to ever say it. I don't know. I'm sure it's potash or something. But
it's probably potash.
It sounds a lot cooler if you say potash. hold on. The funny thing is my wife Google searched it, and apparently it was like one of the like the process to make that, I'm not going to, it was like one of the first patents given in the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A little fun fact
about the potash road.
Where we were driving there. And the cool thing is for those who have been there and probably or haven't been there is seeing the reaction of people's faces the first time they go there.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I kind of remember ours, but seeing someone else's. So as we like drive in, and you know how it is, like all of a sudden you're like prehistoric forest or something.
Yeah,
you're like,
sure.
Where the land before time, like I'm waiting for a brontosaurus to just be like, hold on, crossing the road.
Right.
So seeing her reaction was awesome.
For sure.
And then to be doing like the Schaefer switchbacks, right? I mean, that is just an amazing scenery. We stopped at the Thelma Louise corner.
Okay.
Apparently, which was like the movie where they lobbed the car, right, or whatever. So we stopped there. We took a picture. Like, it was awesome. Went a little bit farther back where we did lunch.
The horseshoe bend there? Yeah.
That horseshoe bend. We stopped at the exact same place.
Okay.
I was like, well, I got to stare at this for a little bit.
Right. Just contemplate.
Yeah. Had lunch there. Rocked out the sweet Free Spirit awning.
Right.
Yeah.
Got a sun for a minute.
Got to be all over Landy. Got the sun off our, it's able to make a sandwich. And then continued. And then, you're doing those switchbacks. And you're like, you think we're high up? Oh, we're halfway.
Right. you had to drive this time. You weren't passenger talking about jumping out.
Right. Yeah. I didn't have my feet hanging out. Like, I'm not riding this down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do remember that. That was funny. I pictured that Indiana Jones, where the dude in the tank rides the tank off the cliff.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy.
No, thank you.
got to the top. I mean, just an awesome day. We tried to get into some of the, I don't think they're BLM. Maybe they are, the state campgrounds. Okay. They were booked up.
Okay.
So we ended up kind of taking a side route. Ended up going down. It's like some numbered trail road.
Right.
I don't even
County Road 305 or whatever.
Thanks for Onyx Off-Road for an amazing system, because I utilize that for sure the whole week.
I love Onyx, dude.
It really do. It's worth the money. Not sponsored or paid for.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But I use it for all my hunting stuff,
too.
Feel
free to help us out, Onyx. We'd love to help you out.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. It really is.
Did you download maps before you left, or did you just use it live?
I used it live. I should have.
Right.
But I honestly didn't need to.
Okay.
Never
lost signal enough to worry about it.
Even when we lost signal, I feel like it had enough of it already loaded that I was fine.
Okay.
I never was like, oh shit, I don't know where we're going.
Did you put it up on your iPad? Or
yeah.
Okay.
And my iPad I was using has cellular.
Okay.
And it's AT&T, and this phone is Verizon.
Okay.
So between the two, it actually worked out really well. My wife was able to kind of zoom out and kind of see whereabouts we were going on the iPad.
Okay.
And then I was able to put the zoomed in version on right on the dash, the Bronco.
Okay.
Through my phone. So I could see all right, there's a left turn coming, there's a right turn coming. And she was seeing in a mile we're going to go left and this is going to take us to 716 road, whatever.
Okay.
And then, so it worked out awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was super happy with it. So we ended up kind of coming up, and we ended up actually going down some cool switchbacks. And so when we were in Grand Junction, it rained quite a bit.
Okay.
Which I was like, oh, no big deal, right? Dude, I don't Moab, so we're going down these switchbacks after going up Schaefer. And Schaefer was no big deal. A couple puddles.
Right.
No big deal. We're going down these hold on. I'll show you the picture. Oh, if I have the picture. We're going down these, smaller switchbacks.
Okay.
I wish I remember the name of the road. You go under a huge boulder. I know I've seen the picture tons of times.
Right.
This isn't that day, but here's the boulder you go under.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. All grease.
Yeah.
Going down switchbacks.
Fun.
Yeah. Committed.
Right.
start going down, oh, this is getting kind of slick. And all of a sudden, the options are a cliff to my left or the rock wall to the right, and we're going down switchbacks. So it got entertaining. And at the time, we were looking for a campground or a place to camp, and I think somewhere they had the friends we went with had the Moab book.
Right.
And it said there was camping down this road. Not the case. The signs said as much.
Okay.
And I listen to the signs, by the way.
Right.
I don't just park on them and pretend they didn't exist. Or remove them and throw them in the woods. No. so we're sliding down these switchbacks super wife's scared but also seems excited. Oh my God, this is crazy.
Right.
You know. And then we come to this giant boulder, which when you drive up to it, you're like, I assume everyone fits, but I don't know that I fit.
Right. It's my first time.
Yeah. So we're on the radio like, oh, you got enough room, you know, whatever. We get through that and don't end up finding a couple campsites. Anyway, it kicks us out basically on the same road we came in to the Schaefer. We end up getting a campsite first night. So first-ish day, night, awesome.
Okay.
Turned out amazing. Can't complain at all. My wife's not really a camping person.
Right. It's her first, like, camping trip in a long time.
Ever. Okay. So, the whole time I'm, like, nervous.
Right-ish
and how this would go. We tried it out, but it was really too cold to really get a good evaluation of it, of, like, our setup.
Right.
So, that didn't help. So, our first true, like, is this going to work, was there.
Excellent.
And thankfully, it worked. So, all right. Second night, her sister ended up getting like a – this is actually kind of funny. She thought she got like a – rented a house.
Okay.
But she didn't really read the fine print.
Okay.
So she really rented a room, more of like a hostel.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, four other couples were in rooms, and, like, the owner of the house was, like, cooking breakfast and, like, burning shit, and then there's, like, people fighting. Like, it was a mess.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. So, we were – initial plans were, okay, first night, then we'll go to, like, her rental house and use the shower.
Right.
Obviously, that's no longer-ish available. So, what did we end up doing? We end up – meeting up with her for lunch, and then, anyway, I think we went, man, I'm like, for being a week ago, this is
right.
Like,
wasn't that long ago?
My brain's like scrambled. Anyway, so that was.
So you come out of the back country, you go into town to meet up with the sister.
Yeah.
In-law.
Doesn't really work out.
Doesn't really work out. So then do you guys go back out into the woods to sleep, or do you sleep in the.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what we did.
Okay.
Yeah. So kind of tooled around for another day.
Did you guys do any trails that day?
No, I don't think we really. Man, I'm trying to. Man, my brain is scrambled.
What day? Because you guys did Top of the World, right?
We did Top of the World one of the last days.
Okay.
I want to say Tuesday. Man, what? I'll have to go back. Maybe it'll come to me. Anyway, either way, we ended up getting with Zach and Dana.
Okay.
Which was awesome. And we did camp out in the woods. And I take that back. Monday we did go back out and find a spot to camp because we ended up going, doing a little trail on our own, just kind of playing around.
Okay.
Kind of feeling the place out.
Right.
Well, the friends of ours, they're a lot more outdoorsy.
Okay.
More into fitness and stuff. So they wanted to do some like hiking and okay. stuff like that. So we kind of split up a little bit.
That's the day you split up for the
day?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it was one of the days. We did it a couple times. So we went and checked out, that wasn't Gemini Bridge. I forget the name of the trail, but it was pretty cool. Kind of started to get a little rowdier than I like to be alone.
Right.
So we ended up coming back anyway, meeting up with them or whatever. And then that was a really good day. So we ended up meeting with Zach at Dana. We ended up doing 7 Mile Rim.
With the whole Dana crew?
With the Dana crew.
Awesome.
Which was awesome. You good?
I just realized I've got Dana calendars, and I was going to bring you one.
Oh.
They sent me six.
And you just, by the time you give me one, it's going to be next year.
Yeah, right. But anyway, sorry, carry
we'll
on.
We'll still save it. We'll pin it up.
Yeah.
So we did 7 Mile Rim with Dana, which, you know, awesome. Thank you to Zach for him and the crew. Nicest guys ever.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they're used because they roll around in the big Dana trucks and everything. I'm sure they're used to, like, just weirdos being around. Like, we met them at their condo. And I'm, like, hanging around. And, like, they're just looking at me like, who is this guy?
Right? Yeah, right.
But no one's saying anything. You right. know, it's like, oh, how you doing? You know, it's being, like, super nice. But I could tell, like, the vibes, like, who's this guy?
Right.
And I kind of talked to Zach. I'm like, hey, I know we're going, like, trail riding for the day. Do you mind if I, like, can I use some space in your garage and dump some of this crap I'm carrying around with me.
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem, right? So here are these guys. Not only are they like, who is this guy? But now he's, like, moving in.
Right. Like, unloading your cooler.
In, like, totes and, like, the fire ring I had. Like, all the diesel heater, everything's going in there. Anyway, we go out, 7 mile rim. Awesome.
Okay.
Wife gets to drive a little bit, like, legit off-road.
Yeah, like, real legal off-road, yeah.
Great, like, some good wheeling.
Okay.
She loves it now. Totally into it. Totally excellent. Gets why it is
amazing.
Why we do what we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one of the best days. That night, we ended up going to, like, a KOA.
Take a
we
shower.
Tried, so we tried to do, like, every other night. Like, boom, whatever you call
boondocking.
It. Boondocking. And then, like, a night with actual, like, facilities.
Right.
You know?
Stop pooping
boondocking
in the bucket for a night.
Is
yeah.
great. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, the portable toilet's nice and all.
Right.
I check on that box.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to do that under the stars.
I mean, if you're going to poop in a bucket under the stars in Moab,
dude,
no,
no,
place to do
I got the I got the setup, dude.
Yeah?
It's like a collapsible, like, it... Like, comes out, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's got, like, the bags and everything.
Mine's a 5 gallon bucket with a seat on it.
I thought about doing that, but that would mean I'd have to find space for a 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was getting tight for space.
Fair, fair.
So this is, like, collapsible.
Okay.
Collapses, like, 3 inches thick.
Nice.
And then you, like, expand it and twist it and locks in. Gives you a little, a bucket to sit on, right. basically. Yeah.
Just a collapsing bucket.
Yeah. Well, so under the... Under the Free Spirit tent, I was able to attach, like, the whole shower curtain thing.
Okay, a little private area.
I got from Ken Sr. Wife loved that, right? Gave her some privacy. Right. She needed to do her thing, you know? Made for a better experience.
Better experience makes you want to go more.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, oh, man, where am I? So, Wednesday.
7 mile rim with Dana.
Yeah, 7 mile rim with Dana. That was awesome.
And you were saying earlier. You got to have somebody else spot for the wife and teach the wife, so you're not the bad guy.
Yeah.
So she
right,
can hate
right,
Zach
right.
all she wants.
And there's no hating Zach.
Right.
Because he's the same. Like, when Zach does a run, it is like one of the, like, the parameters are set in the driver's meeting.
Right.
And it's like, man, this is like this, even if, like, we're friends, dude. You
right.
know what I mean? And you're like, it's like, man, this is legit. Like legal makes you sign off on this or something.
Right.
It probably is. I don't know. But either way, it's awesome. Like he said, well, he's taken, like, engineers and stuff that are like, I designed this. I have no idea what this does.
Yeah, I don't know what it does.
Some of these guys have never been wheeling
right.
ever.
Yeah.
You know, never had anything in four-wheel drive.
They
and
went
all
to
of an
engineering
sudden,
college.
They're on tons in 40s
yeah.
and, like, climbing, you know, crazy shit.
Went to an engineering college. You know how to make a chromo
right.
Dana
yeah.
60 shaft.
This gear turns that gear.
Right.
Right. Right. The the torque specs on this are, but no idea what it actually goes in.
Right. Or how it works or what
yeah.
it means or
so I think it's just like a standard for him, like, hey, this is the rules, this
right.
is what we're doing, follow this, do this, listen to me. Made for an awesome stuff because it is nice when you have someone like that who goes out there every year
for
like
2 weeks.
2 weeks,
yeah.
runs every trail I think out there. You know, knows exactly where you need to put each tire. So, like, there's a, just that level of confidence.
Right. And he's been wheeling a long time with novices. He understands how rigs work when they're built, how they're built.
And he has a very good way of, like.
I saw the video. He does very good explaining without yelling, even if it's a sketchy situation. He doesn't get
yes.
elevated, doesn't get amped.
And it works regardless of your level of experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're, whether you've never done it before or you've done it 1,000 times, you're like, okay. Like, there's no arguing. Like, I got this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the way he says it is just like, okay. Like, it's just a level of confidence
right.
that you're good with.
Exudes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. I know we've done on the rides before. You know what I mean? Where there's like that guy, you're like, okay, dude. Listen,
well, it's like,
you've been doing this 6 minutes. Okay. Like,
I've never been spotted by Zach, but I imagine he's not like that KL dude we met where he, like, could do the trail backwards in the dark and just super calm.
I would say probably a very similar level.
Yeah, very calm, very
like if
good
KL
teacher.
Like had like an HR person to like
right
to talk to at like when
right.
he gets back, you
yeah.
know, probably the same.
Got it. Yeah.
You know? So it made it super awesome.
Okay.
Gave her confidence. You know, she felt good. She knew exactly what she needed to do. There was no real questioning, you know? And it wasn't like, a dumbass, do this. You know what I mean? It just, yeah, super good. I couldn't, like, made for the perfect experience, exactly what I wanted her to experience at the time I wanted her experience, right? Like,
sounds right.
For the most part, she's been passenger this time, and which is awesome because I think there is something to be said for being passenger in a place like that because you get to absorb it all.
Right.
Instead of just focusing on the trail and not driving off a cliff and dying.
Right.
Which, it's funny. I remember us like being out there and being passenger and just thinking that you're looking at the same thing I'm looking at, not realizing how like focused you have to be on what you're doing. You know, I think you lose touch on that a little bit. So that kind of like dawned on me when I was there. Like, I'm like, oh. Now I get it.
Yeah, because you mentioned it a couple times. Like, did you see that? No, bro. I was looking literally at the cliff and the tire tracks.
Yeah, right. If you notice, yeah, to our left is death. Right. Like, so that was kind of a cool like experience for me. And then like I said, seeing the enjoyment and like the scenery really like soak in and her like enjoy it and like literally look over and be like, I understand why you do this now.
Right.
I understand why you like this place as much as you've always talked about. Because when we got, like, the top of Schaefer, she's, like, looking at it. She's like, oh, my God, this is, like, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I was like, I showed you pictures of this.
Right.
Like, I showed you. I was, like, this exact spot.
I sat right here.
And she's like, I know I looked at the pictures. I saw them. I remember looking at them. But there was, like, they do not do them justice. There is no way to really get, like, that feeling.
That was, like, we didn't wheel. We went to Moab in October. And coming down that last hill when you come into town and it's like you're surrounded by Red Rock.
Yeah.
I looked over at my wife and same thing. Like, this is the awe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've been to some cool places, but
yeah,
she's never seen that.
Right.
And just to watch her, like, light up and realize, yeah, this is for real.
Yeah. You like, try to explain it, and it's just there's no way to.
Right.
You have to really experience it.
And, like, for me, for, like, I've seen some really beautiful stuff, like, in Michigan.
Yeah.
Like, UP is gorgeous, but you can see from here to the next tree.
Yeah.
When you go up there and you can see to tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a whole different.
You see a whole, like, state away.
Yeah. Because, like, Michigan's got beauty and it's got splendor. Yeah. And I love it here. But there's something about not coming up out of that tree line and being able to see the river cutting through the landscape and towns and other states.
Yeah. And just, like, the geography.
Yeah. You kind of start to feel. I'm not super religious, feel pretty small.
The tree. Well, yeah. Yeah. Like, the trees, I think, kind of soak up the landscape.
A little bit.
You know, they just even it out.
Yeah.
But when you're out there, you know what I mean, it's just so raw.
Mm-hmm.
So like she was able to do some situations where I was like I jumped out. I was like, well, I want to get some cool photos, correct? Because I've been driving. Right. So I, you know, it's hard to do the photography and get the pictures you want when you're driving.
Who are you telling?
Yeah, right. So I was doing that, and the one guy's like, "You're not gonna ride down with her." I'm like, I just looked at him, I was like, "Hey, man, we got kids. We can't die together." And he laughed, and it was a good time. But she, I mean, for her to be like, "I've never like been I've never driven anything straight down,
right?
To where like I'm against the seatbelt, like,
lockout elbows, holding on to the steering wheel against the seatbelt."
At one point. It was almost like a, I want to say, like, I guess compared to like a, I forget where we were. It was like a lion's back. You know what I mean? We were like on top of like a dome-ish.
Yep.
But the trail like kind of cuts left. So I'm looking at the dash where it's got like the off-road gauges.
Oh, yeah. You got to have all those turned on.
Oh, yeah. Right? And we're at like a 25 degree. Like,
right.
Oh, this is like, she's looking out the door like and can see like way the fuck down.
Right.
Like, this is crazy. So. It was awesome. Seeing the excitement, and that made my day almost as much as just being on that trail. Like, this is a cool trail.
Yeah, being on the cool trail with Dana's rad, but then your wife enjoying it, especially because we've talked about a podcast past when she was like, no.
Yeah, right.
Especially like,
nothing to do with it.
Because our wheeling's different. I mean, it's more bumpy. You get shipped around.
And that's exactly what she thought it was going to be. You know, like Drummond Island, which I think is probably one of the – more like the best natural-ish places to wheel around here.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's all like, it's just, it's small rocks. So it's just like going down a crappy road.
Right.
You know, she's just getting bounced
side
around.
To side.
Where there, you know, it's the scenery, it's the views, it's the places that you wouldn't see unless you drove there or hiked there.
Right.
Right. Whether it be a truck, a mountain bike, or horseback. However, I don't know.
You got there, right.
You know, we were in this awesome, like, cave arch deal that Zach took us to that was just, like, awesome.
Right.
And I think that really, again, it's like it just kept, like, you just saw it sinking in.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm in trouble now, you know?
Financially, maybe.
Yeah, right. Because we did this, like I said, she's, like, driving down this crazy descent-ish down this side of a mountain. We get to the bottom, and one of the guys, Seth, had, I would say, almost like a pro buggy, rock crawler.
It was legit. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah. So the time leading up to this, you know, he'd ask, hey, you want to ride with me in this? We'll go to Extreme. She's like, no, I'm good. You know what I mean? Well, so she gets done with that, and she's, like, psyched. Like, you could see the adrenaline, like, hitting, and she's like, oh, my God. And he's like, you want to go for a ride with me? We're going to go up this, like, hard line. She's like, she just goes, fuck yes, and hops in the passenger seat. Like, oh, okay, all right. I just lost to a buggy. Like, that's how that
next
happens.
Next time I come over, I'll see a WFO tube chassis up on your rack here.
Probably not, but maybe. Or, you know, maybe we bend in some pipe or something.
Something. So you guys did 7 miles, 7 mile rim.
Yeah.
You guys did Schaefer Trail.
Yeah.
Obviously, Schaefer Trail is a road, right? I mean, for people who don't know,
yeah,
it's
really not.
It's a high clearance vehicle road.
Yeah. I would say you'd be fine in a.
The sign says high clearance vehicles, so let's.
Yeah.
You can make it in a Subaru. I've seen minivans out there, but like, ideally, you want 4-wheel drive. You want 32s.
Yeah, obviously. Because I was thinking about that. You know what I mean? It's probably not necessarily the terrain in that situation, but if it does get rainy, it's going to get greasy.
They call it slick rock, right, for a reason.
Holy crap.
So you did 7 Mile, which is an actual trail. You know what that was rated?
On Onyx, I know Schaefer was green. I want to say 7 Mile was blue. So a little bit... It was more than definitely a couple of spots would be more than I was as an East Coast guy, more than I'd be comfortable just taking on my own.
Okay.
I'd have come to a couple of those obstacles and be like, no.
It's a Red Rock 4-wheelers trail rating 4.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what their max goes to, but it's rated 4 from Red Rock. So.
And everything I was the smallest tires there.
35s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and then our friends were on 37s, but I don't think the Dana rigs had anything smaller than a 38.
So according to Red Rock 4-wheelers, who runs all the Easter Jeep Safari stuff out there, it's a 4 out of 10. So, but still, for a daily driver that you drove there on 35-inch all-terrains.
Yeah.
It's consists of loose rocks, dirt, and sand with some slick rock surfaces, some erosion washes and gulches. Steps higher than 18 inches, 4-wheel drive, and 33s are required. 35s are a plus.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you downplayed a little bit.
Huh?
I feel like less excited now.
Why is that?
It seemed like rougher than that.
I mean, you're in your daily.
Yeah, that's true. I got to drive it home.
Yeah, you got to drive it there. You drove it home.
1,500 miles home. So, yeah, I think that night we ended up going to like a KOA. You know, place with some facilities. And then that morning, Wednesday?
Okay. Yeah, we're at Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday. We went to, we headed out to Top of the World.
Okay.
Top of the World. Dude, was a little bit rougher than I remember.
You're driving your rig.
Yeah, that's true. Also. But there was a couple spots that are pretty like worn out.
Could be chewed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those we talked about earlier, and I mean, this is off topic, but with Instagram doing its Instagramming, people want to see that photo.
Oh yeah.
So that Top of the World photo was pretty iconic in our circle.
Yeah.
So more and more rigs are going, I'm sure.
I got that photo.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. I haven't posted it yet. I got it. Okay. I'll send it to you. We'll post it.
Put it on our gram.
On the Instagrams. I got video. I got tons of stuff. Was at the shirt. Yeah. So, you know, that's not a quick little trail.
No, no. Especially,
and we did get hung up with a group of Toyotas ahead of us.
Okay.
I wouldn't say built. I would say more than stock, but not really built, right? So oversized tires, maybe a little lift.
Okay.
That's about it.
So you're talking like Tacomas on 33s.
There was one Tacoma. There was, what's the SUV?
The 4Runner or the Highlander or the?
4Runner, maybe. Might have been a 4Runner. And then the Lexus version of that.
The LX something or other?
Yeah. And then there was two JKs.
Okay.
Rubicons. I think they were basically stock. Okay. I don't think there was anything to them.
Right.
And there's always that guy who thinks he, like, he read a magazine, so he's, like, the guy.
Right, he's that guy. Yeah. He's their guy.
So he's, he, like, there was, like, a little bit of an obstacle where you kind of actually had to choose where I'm going to, choose your own adventure.
Right.
You know? And I don't know why he's like, the IFS guy's got to take this line. This is the IFS line. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about?
Right.
Like, and I didn't make sense to me because there was a much better line. Anyway, those Yahoos got up and kind of got ahead a little bit. And they're probably listening to the show.
Give them some stickers.
We're down to like three guys. No, I don't take any of this. I have it ready to go. And I'm like, oh, I make sure I don't forget this mental note.
Somewhere around Kansas, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Nebraska. I'm like, God damn it. I forget where it was. I was like, oh, I'll get you a. Wah, wah. Anyway, so we actually, like, I don't know why. It's like they were together, but they weren't. Because at some point, they, like, left each other. Like, two guys were, like, stuck. And the other two guys just, like, took off.
Oh.
I'm like, loyalty runs deep here, I guess. Right. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway. So, we ended up, like, passing them because, you know, the expert took some amazing line. Like, we're just going to go.
Go ahead and sneak on faster here.
Yeah, I'm in rock mode, and I have the goats going, so we're going to go around you.
Deuces.
Yeah, right? So we get to the top. Awesome day. Have lunch. Hang out. You know, starts to get a little, sun starts coming down. Get us back to a campsite.
Right.
And then, I mean, dude, just awesome. The stars were amazing. The night was amazing.
Got to fire up the Casey lights and that dark ride back to the campsite.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, light everything up. Like, life is good. Next day. Whoa.
You're popular tonight, buddy.
I am. Next day.
You know
there's
a mute on those things, right?
Yeah, I know. But if I turn it on, then I'll forget to turn it off. next day, we work our way back to town. Me and the wife actually stopped by the Bronco Off-Rodeo place.
Okay.
Which wasn't open, but the lady was there, so she let us buy a sweatshirt. His wife's like, oh, that's cool, like, you know, get a Bronco sweatshirt.
Right.
All right, cool. You know, they have, like, the fleet of Broncos out there, and they do the little off-road.
It's like a rental place. You can rent a Bronco for the day.
It's like a Bronco training course.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you, anytime you buy a Bronco, they invite you to go to this thing.
It's like Camp Jeep used to be.
Yeah, kind of, and they show you what the capabilities are mm-hmm. and how extreme, and oh, my God, you know.
Right, right.
Anyway, so we went to town, had lunch. My friends went kind of off on their own, do a little more hiking, a little more adventuring. They had their kid and dog and everything, so they right. kind of, you know, doing their own thing. I get it. We intended to get a hotel, so we kind of, like, freshen up, get back to reality a little bit. Couldn't check in until 3. Ended up just kind of driving around. You know, we kind of started looking at some houses here and there.
Like, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Throw out the idea, you know?
Let's like, see what we can do out here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, we ventured to the places we could afford, and they were like, yeah, no.
Not the best area, right?
Like, we got to bring my own trailer. you know, ended up getting the hotel, freshening up, cleaning up. Went to dinner. Like, it was a really awesome awesome time. Following night or following morning, we headed back. They stayed in my, our friends of ours stayed an additional day.
Okay.
Kind of the same thing, just kind of camping, hiking,
hanging out, explore. Yeah. Right.
We went back to her sister's since we were actually able to get there. Turns out they plowed the road to her house like 6 hours after we left.
Okay.
So, and she's got an amazing house with a great view of the city. Again, allowed us another night to kind of catch up on some sleep, actually have a bathroom, you know.
Take it all in.
Because you don't have to use a zipper to get to.
And the photos from her house are pretty rad, like from the back porch. So it's pretty.
Oh, yeah, dude. Legit.
Seeing out over Colorado was pretty
legit.
Rad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was a long ride home after that. We stopped at the big I-80.
I-80 truck stop. Hell yeah.
That is a different world, my
man.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
But I mean, let me ask you a question, though. Have you been there at midnight?
No, we were there during the day both times. We went there on the way out and back.
Me tell you what midnight's like.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Freaks come out at night?
Dude, the trucker couples are legit.
Yeah.
Dude. That whole truck section, like custom section?
In the back? Yeah, I walked around there for an hour, dude.
Dude. Like, I want to go back in a way.
I
want to
chrome all the things now.
I don't know why I need giant chrome stacks, but I want them.
Put them on this Ford we're working on.
No. No. But, no, it was honestly, it couldn't have been better. It's one of those, like, everything went so good, I'm nervous.
Right.
You know, like, oh, my God, what's going to break now? Like, the water heater's going to explode in the house or something.
Right. Surprise. You spent all this money on your trip.
Yeah, which wasn't that bad.
No, it's just fuel at that point, pretty much, right? I mean.
Yeah. It was fuel and food.
As long as you don't count the build-up money.
You know, well, you're right. Well, fuck. We're going to need to definitely do more trips to justify that, but.
Well, the cool thing, though,
really,
like we talked about.
Everything.
I mean, we live in a pretty cool spot. You can go for an overnight to Silver Lake and crash in the rooftop and then go wheel for the day and then come home. Or
yeah.
You could take her to the UP and take her to some of the spots we did in that Expedition Overland trip.
Yeah.
And camp up there. And
luckily enough, I think this opened up that thought in her. Like, it's not just me trying to sell her on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's like, oh, that would be cool. Let's do that. Because it was. For literally 24/7, there was very little issue, which is, again, scary.
Right.
But that, I mean, dude, that tent just was awesome. It really was. I mean, definitely I took Ken's advice, got the diesel heater. That helped out because when it got cold at night, that just being able to fire that up and get the tent to, like, comfortable temp.
Right.
You know, where you're comfortable again, because you're not comfortable if you're not comfortable.
If you're not toasty.
If you're cold, you're screwed. You know, but her being able to do that or being able to warm up was awesome, I think. And, you know, it's got like the.
Well, like we talked about, knocking off the condensation of the morning from your breath.
Yeah.
It's just
so it's not damp.
You don't
want to
wake up wet.
You know, and it's like things turn into a rock and, you know, you don't want to move because it's cold.
Right.
You know, one of those times, like, this isn't fun.
So it sounds like a great trip overall.
Dude, it really was. It was probably one of our best trips we've ever done.
So other than trailering next time, any changes? I mean, would you drive it again in the Bronco? Would you rather take the 150?
I wouldn't mind doing the Bronco again, like that similar setup if I was a little more organized.
Okay.
We don't camp a lot, so we didn't have that organization down until, like I said, later through the trip when we kind of got a system going.
Yeah.
I would like to do other places, maybe not as far.
Right.
Because there's something to be said for being in that same seat for that long.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I don't care what vehicle it is. That's rough, you know? So if I go back to Moab next year, which she keeps saying we are.
Okay.
That's when I knew it was a good trip. When she's like, hey, when we come back next year, I'm like, oh, what?
Okay.
What did you say? I think that would probably be the plan. I think I'm actually maybe look at doing a rack on the back of the truck, putting the rooftop tent on the back of the truck, all the stuff in the truck, like base camp.
Right. To go to a KOA, dock it.
Yeah. I mean, spending the night out in the stars was cool, but we could kind of find that place-ish. You know what I mean?
Right.
Pooping under the stars is fun. ish.
Check it off your list, though. You're good.
Yeah, it's off my list. I'm good. I'd rather just walk to an actual bathroom.
Right.
And you're like, ah, you know what? It was a sweaty day, or, you know, I feel kind of dirty. I'll just shower today.
Right.
As an option, is a good, solid option.
There it is.
And I know there's, like, the shower setup, so we could do all the, like, dude, it was like I was maxed for space.
Right.
I could probably thin out the amount that we took.
Well, so much of it now will be dialing in your setup.
Yeah, and it's a conversation that we've kind of had loosely about the setup.
Right.
And that's the kind of where I'm at right now, is like wondering if that's the setup for us to stick with, like, the Bronco, or like for the whole, like, camping everything.
Right.
Which would be nice. I do like it. I like that ability to be like, hey, this is a cool spot, let's sleep here tonight.
Right.
Or, you know, focus a little bit more on like, hey, that was fun, but I think we would enjoy, like I said, more of the base camp at like a KOA. And it could be anywhere, right?
Right. You name the campground.
Yeah, yeah, right. An actual campground, some facilities. I think, and it's just a little bit different, men, women.
I've been camping a long time, bro, and there's something to be said for being able to leave your cook set up, leaving your sun shelter set up.
Yeah, it's not all banging around on the inside.
And not like, okay, I've been wheeling all day, I'm tired, I just want to lay down. Oh, I know the first light, or not the first light, I'm sorry, the Free Spirit is super easy to set up, but it's still set up.
Yeah.
It's not just like, home.
And you can, the cool thing is, which I really like about it, is like we could keep our blankets and ish, everything up there, but you still kind of had to kind of fold them in a certain way to where it all fit.
Right.
It's kind of vibed, right? Like it didn't struggle to close. There is still setup.
Versus just leaving the tent and going wheeling and then coming back.
Yeah. Or even if you just closed it, you know, or whatever, you don't have to worry about banging around all day.
Yeah.
And it did limit our ability to like take the top off. You know what I mean? Maybe enjoy a little more of the scenery. You know, maybe not be so nervous on some of these like angles.
Right.
You know, we're like, fuck, I got like an extra couple hundred pounds hanging off the top of this thing.
And that's your house on the top. Yeah, like you rip it open or
You know, I don't want to catch that on anything. So I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on where I want to go with that.
I know your wife is a cooker and a gadget for like
she
the
really
kitchen.
She really does. Yeah. She so, really like, trying she to limit took that as like a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then trying to, like, when I go, I bring a scottle, a jet boil, a camp stove. Like, how much stuff do I really have to bring, you know, to narrow
she
it down?
She cooked the whole week on a Coleman stove. And we had, like, the knockoff jet boil thing.
Right.
But hey, she really didn't want to use that.
Well, and that's only good for certain. Like, you've got to, like, if she, like, for her now, like, for me, where I'm at in my outdoor lifestyle, I take the jet boil as, like, a challenge.
Yeah.
Like, I've made jambalaya in my jet boil.
Sure.
That's not
her
thing
like,
yet.
Like Ken has like those pre-made, like has had those pre-made like meal things.
Yeah, Mountain House
like,
or the
You pour in some boiled water and it's like ready to eat. Like she's not about that life.
And with as much as she likes to cook,
like she needs
I wouldn't mind
having
camp.
That was
having a couple of those in the truck in case you break down.
Yeah,
like hey, we're hungry, we're stuck, let's eat. You know, like the Peak refuel meals that I got are delicious.
Yeah,
but they're not as good as homemade fajitas.
Right. Yeah, and I think she hasn't really experienced this. Like, it's the same kind of thing. Like, I've told her about the scottle, but she hasn't seen it, so it doesn't make sense to her. I think she would, like, love to master it, you know what I mean? And it's one of those things, like, again, it would have been easier, like, if we had this setup where, like, the fridge pulls out.
Right.
You know, like, the fridge was awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed not having to get ice. It kept all our stuff cold the whole time. When the truck wasn't running, I had it plugged into the Jackery.
Right.
And it kept that thing, I mean, never got warm.
Right, but like you said, being able to ditch that at the campsite.
Even just be able to pull it out.
Okay.
You know, because I have a slide for it, but I didn't mount it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, some better organization would have made it a little bit better. But, you know, when you start getting into the drawers and all that stuff, when like that's cool, but now where do I put all this other shit?
Where do my groceries go?
Yeah, where does the diesel here go?
Right. Well, and that's even in my JK, I've got drawers in the back
that
are there all the time.
Yeah.
Which is rad when you need something.
Yeah.
But then when you need to go get...
When you need to go to the Sam's Club to get that order,
yeah.
Where are you putting that?
Right. So, like, I can only imagine in your daily having it built out for... If you knew that we were going to go do, or you and her were going to go do, like, an around-the-country trip in the Bronco, build it for such.
Regularly.
Right.
Yeah. If we...
Or even like, if you're going to be gone for, like, a month. Like, a long...
Yeah.
Cool. Build it out.
Right.
But she has to go pick up the kids from gymnastics tomorrow.
Right.
Or basketball
practice.
Yeah,
whatever it is. Yeah. They're... Yeah, exactly.
So, I get it.
Yeah. So, I think the truck being a little more able to carry more stuff. And like you said, have it ready to go when we get back instead of dig it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, time to dig out the kitchen stuff again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got, you know. And then something to be said, too, about like the, oh, we need ketchup. Oh, well, we got to pack it all up to go to town.
Or we can go without ketchup. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
I mean, like it could be anything.
Some beverages at night. Right. And now all of a sudden you're down to the last two because you forgot to bring to town to grab more.
Yeah, or if she wants to take a nap and you want to go explore.
Yeah.
She can't be on the top of the thing while you're driving around. I mean,
right.
You know.
Exactly. So,
because my wife and I have discovered that. Like, she's not, my wife's less in the wheel than your wife is.
Yeah.
But she's good in exploring. But she likes to take naps on vacation.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have like a rooftop tent on the JK and be like, I'll see you when you wake up because when I wake up, she'll be on the roof of the JK, you know? So, like, we're going to Silver Lake in June, and we're not camping. We're getting a hotel, so I can drop her off midday for a nap, and I can go play in the dunes and not worry about it. If my house was on my truck,
you're
stuck.
Back at the campground.
Yeah. We're stuck. And that's kind of some of my thoughts about – I like the idea of rooftop tent, like being off the ground. I like the portability.
It's nice. I like it so much more than a ground tent.
Right.
The insulation.
Until you
got to
run an errand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because like
we do. I don't know. I think long term the truck would be a solid setup because even if we were like, hey, let's go check out the, you know, North Dakota or whatever, Badlands or something, you know what I mean? The truck might be a better long.
It's a better road tripper.
It's a better road trip, you know. I mean, and if I'm going, I don't know. If I go other places, I don't see myself getting too extreme.
Right.
So I could probably set the truck up to kind of go where I want to be able to do like the Schaefer Trail.
Right.
You know, maybe I'm not going to do 7 mile rim or top of the world, but yeah, you know what I mean?
That's like, that was my goal with my F-150 was like, I can get, you know, it's only on 275s. I didn't lift it or anything yet. But when we went to Utah, I pulled 27 mpg.
Yeah.
And I can still
on
sleep
a
in the 30, back.
5 gallon tank?
37 gallon tank.
37 gallon tank. That's a healthy distance. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was getting 12 in the Bronco loaded down. And every time we saw a gas station, like, well, when we were in Moab, it's like, well, we're going out for the day.
Let's fill up.
Let's fill up.
Right.
Even if we're down to half, let's fill up because we'll be down to less than a quarter when we get back.
Yeah.
So,
in the F-150, I can go pretty far. I can sleep. I've got the cap. I can sleep in the back. We can both sleep in the back, her and I.
Right.
And then since it's a quad cab, we can put all of our crap behind the seats and still sleep in the back.
Yeah.
But you got to be smarter about your trails, obviously. Yeah. Like you said, I'm not doing top of the world.
Right.
I could do Schaefer. It might be sketchy in that long of a truck, but you could do it.
No, you could do it. Yeah. I think you'd be fine.
Last time I was on that trail, I was getting towed, so it seemed way sketchier.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You'd be fine. There was a full size going down there. Yeah. I think like a lot of places. And it's like you just have to – it's that trade-off. Like how extreme do you want to be?
Right.
Like, I don't – you know, maybe I don't need the extreme trail. I'd rather have the scenery and the adventure.
Right.
You know?
Which you can do easily in a 150 with a rack and,
yeah,
you know, some decently aggressive tires, and you're good to go.
Yeah, a little bit of lift. It's already got a rear locker. Right. I mean, you know.
Casey just dropped new ditch light mounts for it.
I did see those. Yeah,
yeah.
Throw some new illumination on there.
I've been looking. I'm like, I need those.
You don't need them, but you want them.
I drive around dark enough to justify it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. They're like some bumper ones there, too.
Yeah, ditch lights just look cooler.
They do. They're so rad. I got an awesome picture when we went. It was the night before we left. Like I said, we were at the hotel. We kind of showered, cleaned up, and we ended up going out. And I was like, well, you want to go a little bit of a night run? Like nothing crazy. You know, like the switchbacks that were greasy. We were came down. Well, they were dry now. So we went down them like during the day. I'm like, oh, these are awesome. We went like tooling around them at night. You know, because like, well, we know where we're going.
Right.
We know we're all right, you know. But at night, you know, where you're like, oh, like where the light doesn't touch. Don't go over there.
Right.
Just pure darkness.
Because the darkness awesome. Is a cliff.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, it's been an hour.
Yeah, we soaked up an hour on that one.
You want to wrap it or you want to keep going?
I think we can wrap it. I think it pretty much sums it up. I made it back in one piece. Broncos in one piece. Life is good. Great
Most
trip.
Excellent. So before you hit the button, Kyle Johnson, we made another podcast. He called us out on March 22nd for not having any new podcasts on Instagram. So I wanted to let him know that we're in the studio and we're making podcasts.
Okay. This one's for you,
yeah.
Kyle Johnson. Thank you for requesting our podcast.
And thanks for
we're up to four listeners.
Guilting us back into the
it's
studio.
Now your mom, my dad,
and Kyle.
Two random people. I hope it's more than that, but you know what? If it's no one, I don't care. I enjoy doing this.
I think it's a great time.
It really is, every time. Hopefully, we can get some things going and go on more adventures.
I'm all about adventures, dude.
I know. Get some stuff in here. Start working on that, too.
We'll get this hunk of junk out of here, and I'll bring over a Jeep.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better plan. I'm tired of working on junk.
I mean, mine's still junk, but it's Jeep junk.
Oh, yeah, but it's like adventure junk.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't going to do anything cool. This is maybe going to go to Home Depot, grab a couple 2x4s. That's about as much adventure as that heap of shit's going to get.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, Ford.
Right?
All right.
I'm sorry you're about to be driven by a pissed off... I think he's not a teenager anymore.
20-something. Hit the music.
All right. We're out.